And now, Terry Flanagan has a report from the Phoenix Park. Terry.
Yes, we had a very disturbing call to the office recently, actually this week, from a member of the public. Dominic and his family were out for a stroll in the Phoenix Park, hoping to see some young deer fawns. However, what he and his family saw greatly upset him. Deep in a copse, he found the body of a dead deer, and it appeared that this animal had been attacked and killed by something else. He reported the gruesome find to the OPW and the Mooney Show, and I headed off to the park to meet up with him.
Okay, Terry, you want to come over this way? It's in here.
My God, watch those nettles.
Yeah. Quite intense.
Now, oh my God. Oh, just, it's terrible. It's a young fawn deer. And I can actually see that there's a tag on the ear. 659. Yes. An orange tag.
This year's...
One of this year's babies.
Yeah.
And there's a terrible smell from it, so it must be dead for a couple of days.
Well, maybe a day or two at least, anyway.
It's full of flies all around it. Tell us the story.
Myself and my wife and daughter came up to have a look at the herd and the new fawns.
Yeah.
We had parked on Chesterfield Avenue and we were walking in past some of the copses near the 15 acres.
And that's where we are now. We're just in a little copse just off the 15 acres.
Yeah.
And it's, what, probably a couple of acres, and it's covered in nettles and we're deep inside it.
Yeah. Now, normally we would bypass this area to go out to the herd, and I noticed a lot of grey crows and magpies, and it indicated that there might be something dead.
Right.
So I just investigated it myself and I came across the fawn that was dead.
Yeah.
And
it's absolutely beautiful, isn't it? Now, I know that the rear end of it is kind of, it's eaten away, but yeah, isn't it beautiful colourings?
It is, yeah. They're a beautiful animal, you know.
So what do you think happened to this animal?
Well, it looks like it's been attacked.
Right.
The rump
it's exposed,
is exposed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it would have to be here quite a long time for a level of decay to set in, and you know, so yeah, the fact that it's so exposed so early into it after its death, I would yeah say that something else has gone on here, you know.
Now, to put it in perspective, the young deer are born in June or late June,
yeah,
and the mammies leave them in this type of habitat,
yeah,
during the day and then just come back to feed them once a day.
They do.
So they're on their own, really.
They are, yeah. They don't give off a scent, and the topography in here, it's quite dense and they're well undercover.
Yeah.
Sometimes I've seen people letting dogs off the loose, quite dangerous breeds off the mm-hmm loose in here.
And do you think this animal was killed or died of natural causes?
I don't think it died of natural causes, no.
Right. So you think it was attacked?
I do, yeah.
Rather than dying and then being scavenged on?
I'd say, it, given the fact that it's the level of decay isn't that
great,
that it's not gone on that
yes
far, and the fact that it is exposed so well, and you can see the bone there
yeah
and everything,
yeah,
I would say it looks like it's been eaten, you know, attacked and eaten.
By what? Possibly a fox or maybe something else?
Well, it could have been a fox. I mean, there are lots of foxes in Dublin, and especially in this kind of habitat, you'd get a lot of them. But it's not beyond question that it could have been a dog as well. Mm-hmm.
Now, at this time of the year, you're not supposed to let your dog off a leave. We've seen lots of signs as we walked
yeah
up to here. Yet we do see people with their dogs just roaming free.
Yeah, it's quite incredible.
And
the signs are up.
And you think that it's possible?
Oh, it's quite possible. Because I have seen it on occasion
right
that people let them off. I suppose they feel, you know, that their dog is confined in a back garden and they want to give it a sense of freedom and, a chance to exercise. But, you know, I'd really advise against it, especially mm-hmm at this time of the year and in this location.
But you don't think people would come up here and deliberately let their dogs go to attack the deer?
I have seen dangerous breeds being unleashed up here.
Really?
Yeah.
And even walking to get here, we've seen displays or remnants of parties and empty bottles and things being on night fires and so on. So there are obviously people using this part of the park.
There are, yeah.
And for unsociable behaviour.
There are. And all night parties, and they're lighting campfires. You know, you see barbecues left, portable barbecues just burned out and left. Mm. But this is something completely different.
Yeah.
This is really encroaching on a natural environment that we need to respect and nurture in our own city, you know. So something really needs to be done about it, you know.
So the advice you would give to people, if you're up in the park walking this time of the year with your dog, please keep your dog on a lead.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Especially at this time of the year, you know, with young fawns about. And this is their environment. This is their habitat.